This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Song to come in with, The Trooper by Iron Maiden.
You'll take my life, but I'll take your too.
The fire musket battle run you through. And when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand, there's no turning back. The bugle sounds, the charge begins. But on this battlefield, no one wins. Certain death. Yes, it's certain death if they bring 5 million radical jihadis into Europe, 80% of them military-age men. It's certain death to bring hundreds of thousands in. They've been playing down the numbers. It's in the hundreds of thousands. It's in the tens of thousands here in Austin, Texas. We've confirmed in the last year of, quote, Syrian refugees. That's radical jihadi invaders who went into Syria, got their butt kicked, and they made a deal with Turkey to move into Europe with Merkel, and the head of the EU migrancy program, who, of course, has been meeting at the Bilderberg meeting in the last week, Peter Sutherland. We have reached total, absolute information overload today with the amount of information we're going to be breaking down. Obviously, we've got 55 people dead now and more than 60 or so injured in the Orlando nightclub that was reportedly a gay nightclub. I've been harping on the fact that China executes gays, that 11 Muslim countries execute gays. And all I hear is carping and screaming and yelling from the LGBT so-called community, an offshoot of the Democratic Party, that that's a lie and that I am being homophobic or Islamophobic and that the poor little jihadis aren't targeting you. That is how totally over-the-top insane all of this has gotten. This morning I got up and ISIS had already officially claimed responsibility. This gentleman was openly claiming responsibility, and he had been watched for 2 years. They knew he was about to do it, but were ordered to stand down, just like San Bernardino. And it took until later in the afternoon, 8-9 hours after everybody had gotten up and you know, knew about this horror, for the media to go, okay, it's Islamic terror. But Obama wouldn't say that. He said it's an attack on us all because an attack on a gay nightclub is just the heart of everything. So it's an attack on us all. And my issue is I hate any group of people being attacked, period. But now we're going to hear the grandstanding and the LGBT training of the kids in school. And America did this. And this is part of the hate. This guy killed more homosexuals than every gay basher has done in the U.S. the last 50 plus years. I mean, there might be one death a year, and they act like it's the end of the world. Anybody else gets mugged and killed, it's not even in the newspaper, hardly. But it becomes this giant cause celeb end of the world. You get 50-plus people dead at a gay nightclub, and it's a jihadi doing it, and it's an ISIS operation that they called for 3 days before and said they were going to hit Florida. They have released this electronic press release that they're going to hit thousands of different groups and thousands of different people. They released that last Monday. And now it's the month of Ramadan. And that's when you've got to go on high alert. I had Tim Kennedy here yesterday. Again, 15 years in special forces, specifically assigned to domestic operations. He doesn't tell me this, but I already know this. He said, yeah, well, that's true. Anti-terrorism operations in the U.S. at the highest levels. And they all knew this was coming in the month of Ramadan. And what you're seeing is the beginning of a sneak attack Tet offensive. Just like the Chinese New Year in Vietnam, that famous attack, when it's supposedly a ceasefire. This is the beginning. You notice the attacks are coming at shorter and shorter intervals and are more intense. This is probing. This is getting ready. And then as they put the orders out, there's no cell organization. It's just camp followers and people that go along with the ideology. These lone wolves will start activating. then the globalists will invert logic. The very ones that allow this to happen will tell us by giving up our freedoms, they will protect us and they will take our guns with the California ruling, federal court ruling, to take your guns last week.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It isn't about tooting our horn. Quite frankly, I got tears of rage in my eyes this morning when I got up at about 8:30, slept late on Sunday, usually about 6 a.m., and I went into the kitchen, and my cell phone that was plugged in the wall was just full of probably 100 texts from Joe Biggs and Rob Due and my reporters wanting to, you know, hear what they should do next. And I love the fact that because I was asleep and they didn't couldn't get a hold of me, they just went ahead and did the right thing, and Biggs bought tickets and flew to Florida, and Rob Due went ahead and, you know, went into motion and started doing his job. But it's not tooting my horn when I tell you that you can go to Google and you can type in ISIS cells being activated, prepare for attack 2 weeks ago with Tim Kennedy, expert in anti-terrorism, U.S. Army. And all of our other guests coming on, and myself, saying clearly they're preparing a massive Tet offensive, a Tet 2. Brecker, the former Navy SEAL, had him on twice for 3 hours total, saying it's imminent, it's coming, get ready this summer, get ready during Ramadan for the kickoff. There are attacks in Europe. There have been other attempted copycat attacks. They found another guy with automatic weapons and the rest of it going after a gay pride parade out in California. We have 50-plus people dead. We have another 60 or so seriously injured. We have a liberal Democrat registered son of Afghan immigrants, an admitted disciple of ISIS, who pledged allegiance to them online 2 years ago, driving down from New York, where he was a security guard, and going in there and killing those people. He had a New York gun license. He was a security guard, just like these airports, Charles de Gaulle in France, where more than half the people working there are Muslims, and most of them are women wearing hijabs, and their faces covered, or full burqas. You got the foxes watching the hen house here, and political correctness is so over the top. They are on the news right now saying enough is enough. This is the fault of the Second Amendment. They are on the news right now heralding the federal ruling last week that they can restrict guns and the open carry of guns. They are on the news right now saying this is a hate crime. And I've even talked to people I know that are buying it going, yeah, this is more of a hate crime because it was gays. Who do you think Muslims target? 11 Muslim countries execute gay men or lesbian women. Islamic State all over the Middle East, from Libya to Egypt to Syria, when they get control, they throw people off buildings, is the customary way to kill a homosexual. I literally don't dislike anybody. I'm a libertarian. I get to hear all day because I'm a nationalist and pro-Second Amendment that I hate gay people. That's how the left makes themselves cause celebs and victims and, oh, look at me. What I hate is all the fake flamboyant, you're going to run society, you're going to tell our five-year-olds how to live because, you know, they need some LGBT training because, you know, there's so much homophobia in the West where you can live in peace and be left alone and not killed. And then you got the very same left allied with radical Islam in the belly of the West that has given them all this freedom. And they're desecrating it. They're spitting on it. And I'm talking about the LGBT crowd that the media speaks for and that speaks for everybody else and that just sits up there and shoots their mouth off all day, about how they control the culture. It's a bunch of bullies who bring in even worse bullies. And are just running around murdering people in mass. And so I charge the left. And I charge Obama. And I charge the LGBT community in general with endangering America and with the blood of these 50-plus innocent men and women who did not deserve to die, who did not deserve to have bullets fired into them. And all the other hundreds of thousands of other liberals and gays and others in the Middle East that have been murdered the last 5 years under the Al-Qaeda / ISIS onslaught that our government and CNN has pushed and said is a good thing, the Arab Spring run by Saudi Arabia and the West to bring down the entire Middle East. You people, bring down the Middle East. You put the radicals in charge that sexually mutilate women. You give them the weapons. You give them the know-how. Turkey and NATO aid them. You attack all these countries. They let them into Europe. They let them into Macedonia. They let them into Turkey and the rest of Europe. And they open the borders up and say, you must accept them. We must ban German freedom. We must ban Swedish freedom. We must arrest anybody criticizing the open border, including presidential candidates Marie Le Pen. That's not even as hardcore as Donald Trump. Arrested her for saying this Islamic invasion is as bad as Hitler's invasion. They arrested her. Their answer to the radical Islam is, we have to give up our speech or they're going to attack us. That's why the left allies itself, the totalitarian left, the fascist left, with radical Islam. Then there's an imam in Orlando, we got video, shooting his mouth off, saying that basically the gays deserved this to happen to him. Man, if a conservative said that, they'd get lynched. And he's up there in his black robes with his turban on. Death is the sentence. We know there's nothing to be embarrassed about this. Death is the sentence. News 9. They say, go kill the homosexuals. The guy goes and does it, and you want my guns. And you'll use it to say, oh, there's all these crimes against gay people. Let us educate your kids so you would sexualize my children and indoctrinate them into your cult. And I'm not saying you're in a cult because you're gay. I'm talking about the gay mafia that's really a pedophile mafia in Hollywood and the rest of it that wants access to our kids. And I'll tell you, I don't know who's worse, the pedophile mafia or radical Islam. But you know what? Radical Islam, they have sex with little kids anyways. That sex is legal. Oh, you can have, the Quran says, have sex with little boys all day long. Just don't have sex with men with men. I mean, what a freak show, man. So I guess that form of Islam, Orthodox Islam, I guess that is worse than the pedophile cult. So there you go. Because you're just out in the open with it. I mean, it's just, you actually start reading the Quran and the Hadith and all this stuff, it is mind-blowing. And I've bought copies from official Islamic publications. Official, certified Sunni text. And it is freak show, folks. Freak show. There's a headline, Daily Caller, anti-pedophilia bill rejected in Pakistan as anti-Islamic. Boom! Wow. So no wonder the radical left's allied with Islam. They're just a bunch of perverts. They want access to our kids. They want to sexually mutilate our women and put hoods over their heads. No, you're not going to do it. So coming up, I've got the imam shooting his mouth off. I got it all. And then I've got all the stop the violence hashtags out this morning. Oh, really? Turn the guns in so that only the radical jihadis have the weapons? They got gun control in a bunch of these countries. Does that stop the radical jihadists? What about Europe? Did that stop all the gun bans in Paris? There's no guns in Paris. Oh, but the jihadis got their guns in because the government let them come in because the government lets these attacks take place to then take the general public's basic freedoms. So here's the battle, folks. There's going to be more sleeper cell attacks on schools and nightclubs and facilities like that and in military recruiting centers where they're not allowed to have weapons and military bases where they can't have weapons. That's an oxymoron. There's going to be more attacks, and then get ready. Gun owners and libertarians and veterans are going to be blamed. That is the inverted universe. That is the twisted universe. And then they got a bunch of lesbians on there tweeting girls kissing, going, love's going to win. We're going to get your guns. Nothing about Islam. Nothing about countries where they kill you the first day you're on the street. Zero. Because these social justice warriors are a bunch of wimps. They want to come into the lap of true open society and freedom and run around bitching at everyone that's done nothing to them and then ally with a bunch of slavers. I mean, go read. You know, Muhammad was a slaver, folks, a white man that enslaved black people. So, of course, Muhammad Ali changed his name from that of an abolitionist to that of a slave master.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I have reached overload point, so I'm going to have to just sit back and calm down for just a moment. I have confirmed from high-level sources that there are six cells in six cities preparing to attack homosexual targets. That's what ISIS normally does when it rolls out first. To quote, get the general Islamic support, is target the group that in Islam they all completely agree deserves to die, and that's any full-grown men or full-grown women having sex together. Children, it's super A-OK and totally wonderful. And I was just showing mainstream news articles. ISIS kill list targets Palm Beach, Treasure Coast, residents, ex-FBI agent. Now, let me give you high-level intel. We're going to bring Tim Kennedy in here and see if he's gotten the same info, but this comes directly from the Pentagon. What you're about to hear. In fact, let's get Kurt Nimmo, who I know is on this weekend, is one of our writers. I know he's probably listening. Kurt, get ready to write this. This is a big story. You're hearing it here. Six cities. In the next segment, I'll tell you the names. Obviously, Orlando and L.A. were two. Are currently being targeted by cells that have now been activated. And there are anti-terrorism units moving into those areas right now to go after the people inside the United States. Now, I want to be very, very clear about this with everybody, okay? I see on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com a lot of comments saying, what is this, the Fox News channel with this fear-mongering? It isn't fear-mongering if it's real. When we attacked Iraq, when it was Saudi Arabia involved heavily, that was wrong. I was against it. It was meant to stir up the Middle East. Dick Cheney wrote the PNAC document talking about it. Now, they've gone past the class of civilizations. The globalists and NATO are just allying with Islam now to overrun us. The world changes. Alliances change. Saudi Arabia is our mortal enemy. I've always exposed them. I haven't changed. People aren't sophisticated enough to understand something that's 2 plus 2 equals 4 if they don't get this. There are real radical Muslims. There's over 1.5 billion Muslims total. Wahhabism has taken over Islam. It is seen as the Orthodox Islam now. It is super hardcore and crazy. It puts 5-year-old girls in sex slavery, for heaven's sakes, okay? It's totally schizophrenic. A man can have sex with a 10-year-old boy, but he can't have sex with another man. It's crazy. It's devilish. They brought 5 million into Europe. They brought hundreds of thousands in here. It's way higher than what they're saying. We've proven that. Right here in Austin, and they're going to allow them to attack. And they're going to bring in civil emergency for the election unless we stop it. There are good elements of the government trying to stop it. The Pentagon and the Army particularly now understands the full plan and has been trying to block it for 4 years with the Russians. I told you that 4 years ago. 3 months ago, Cy Hirsch came on, Pulitzer Prize winner, and said, yes, Alex, thank you for your work. It's been groundbreaking with your guests. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying we know what we're talking about. It's true. For 4 years, the Pentagon has refused to work with ISIS and al-Qaeda in Syria and has been aiding the Russians with satellite data to help take them out. Our military said no to Obama because he's not the president. He is a globalist, Wahhabist, and I used to hear this, not believe it. It's true. I knew they were manipulating Islam, and he was acting like he was for it. And I knew he went to mosque when he was a kid in Indonesia, and I knew he could speak perfect, you know, Pashtun and all the rest of it. And people were blown away in Cairo in his first speech. But, man, Napoleon joined Islam at the end. These double crosses and triple crosses have happened before. And all I know is they brought 5 million people in the last 3 years into Europe, 80% of military-age men. That's Interpol. And a lot of them jihadis. Folks, 10,000 men, a 10,000-man sleeper cell. Can you imagine 10,000 guys with guns going out and attacking nightclubs and schools and everything else? I mean, we're talking 5 million in Europe. Let's just say 10,000 attack. What about here? There are no-go zones all over Europe where our crew gets physically attacked and run out. And they say that Donald Trump's a liar and that San Bernardino wasn't a terror attack. The FBI came out and admitted they were ordered to stand down and to say that wasn't terror for 2 days. And then a year and a half before, they tried to stop them. Those very two, they were going back and forth to Pakistan and to Saudi Arabia and were ordered to stand down. And a criminal investigation was started by the Obama Justice Department and Eric Holder against the two agents. They faced criminal charges if the panel found that they were being racist against the very people that went in there and shot all those folks. So, people say, Alex, you know, you say a lot of terrorists false flag. Yes, it's false flag for NORAD to stand down. It's false flag to give the terrorist visas. And I've interviewed the heads of the embassies and all of it. There are criminal elements working with radical Islam in our government. But it is a false flag in that our governments of Europe and the United States are bringing in record numbers in the fake liberal pretty boy up in Canada, Trudeau. They're bringing them all in, and when they attack, they come out and say, it's your fault. It's your granddaddy's fault wearing the John Deere hat with his rifle. It's your fault, the veteran, the gun owner, the patriot of every race, color, and creed. They're putting the guilt on us, the outrage, the arrogance, the insolence of these people. And then they have an imam in Orlando on TV saying, the gays deserve this. It is written, we must kill them. And it is written, you must kill them. I mean, this is so crazy. This is so out of control and so mentally ill. But this is how America falls. They bring these people in. They let them attack. Then they declare civil emergency and say, you're not allowed to talk like you are anymore. You stirred up the Muslims. I said that before Merkel did it, before Hollande did it in Europe. They've done it. And I told you this was coming and now this would happen. And you could see that the attacks are becoming more frequent and more intense. Tim Kennedy was in here a few months ago. You guys, you pull up the Army Times. I want to show TV viewers. Just type in Tim Kennedy, ISIS click news, for Army Times. But he broke it here. He's a fellow Austinite, friend of mine, good friend of mine. And we were just sitting there talking about it, how ISIS says he's a target. They're coming after him. They released Monday thousands of targets inside the United States in this electronic hacker brigade they have that they're going to hit. Let me tell you why this is such a bold, insane move. They think logic's dead. The globalists that have allowed this to take place, they think they're going to bring all these people in here. They're going to attack us, and then they're going to try to spin it into a hate crime and act like we did it. Because the wife of the other guy, he wasn't from here, but he lived here while he was a citizen. She wasn't a citizen yet in San Bernardino. This guy's parents came here in the 80s, and he was just a total, complete whack job. And there's all this hype, attack, attack, attack. These aren't even cell groups, these terror groups. They are just an ideology like fire ants. They climb up your leg, they release a pheromone, 20, 30 of them, and they all start stinging at once. Son of honeybees. Honeybees will release a pheromone that says you're bad and then attack you. So they don't get orders from headquarters. ISIS puts out videos of how to do stuff and says, you know, home gardening or how to brew beer at home. You know, that's what I go and, you know, do online. Or, you know, how to fix a carburetor. No. Or, you know, where's the best place to hike when I go to Colorado? No, they don't. Or where's the best enchiladas? Where's the best fried chicken on Sunday? That's the kind of stuff I Google. Oh, no, not them. It's let me go see how to dump chlorine gas on a 100-story building. That kind of stuff. Kill everybody inside of it. And they're all just waiting, and all just a trigger. And once one fire ant stings, they all start firing at once. Boom, 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 boom. The controlled demolition of the Republic. The door wide open to a jihad army. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out-of-stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout.
Well, I'll tell you, I have been really upset and angry today because we've had all these expert guests on. I can sit there and read the newspaper like anybody else could. They bring in millions and millions of radical Muslims, 80% of military age men. They bring in hundreds of thousands here, suppress the numbers. They cover up the Fort Hood shooting that killed 13 people. Don't call it terror. San Bernardino, don't call it terror. Army, Navy, Marine Corps shootings, They cover it up. Garland, they try to cover it up. It just cop getting shot in Philadelphia. Jihad, jihad. The guy's, you know, wearing the white nightgown, shoots him. Nightclub gets attacked up in Toronto. They covered that up. All these attacks across Europe. There were dozens of attacks in France after the Charlie Hebdo attack that they kind of swept under the rug. There were a bunch of attacks that night after the attack at the other nightclub. So this is all going on. And then just 2 weeks ago, we've got the clip. I'm not going to play it. I'm going to play it tomorrow during the weekday show. Tim Kennedy, you know, headlines, top special forces soldier, ISIS sleeper cells now in the U.S. preparing to activate. That was the headline. I mean, he was in here this week talking about it. So, but everybody's talking about it. And then the attack happens, and Obama comes out and says this is a hate crime. And it's, oh, it's a thing. Well, yeah, Islam throws gays off cliffs. We were talking about that 2 weeks ago when he was here. They murder people, and it's not compatible. So what is the government thinking? But then I have the information we just showed from the Associated Press. FBI agent says that this is just the beginning, that there are other sleeper cells. Well, that's my sources. And, of course, the Pentagon's been saying this as well. The CIA came out a few weeks ago and said that there are sleeper cells, but they're saying that there are major targets in different areas of the United States. Orlando was one. L.A. was one where they just caught some guy trying to do this. San Fran, New York, Boston, and Miami. And so Tim Kennedy obviously has been involved in a lot of high-level anti-terrorism operations, 15 years in Special Forces, currently does some of that, but that's also super secret. He's also one of the hosts of hit show Hunting Hitler and the top UFC fighter as well, and one of the top snipers in the world, and a fellow Austinite and good buddies of my good friend Shane Steiner. So here he is in the info war. Glad to have you here with us, Tim. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm all wound up with this imam saying, you know, in Orlando, the gays, you know, deserve to die. People saying, you know, attacking Trump, saying this isn't Islamic. Tim, what do you make of all this and where this is all going? You heard me go over some of my sources. Is that accurate from what you've heard? If you can speak about it.
That's 100% accurate. You know, this is one of those things, you know, we were talking about this like 2 weeks ago. This is one of those moments where I did not want to be right about this. You know, I didn't want to be right about killing of more Americans. Now, you know, a tragic part is that the LGBT group has kind of been brushing elbows with Muslims saying, hey, we're both being persecuted. You know, like, we can be pals about this. I promise, there is no friendship from the Islam community towards the gays, lesbians, bisexual, transgender. They don't care. They want them gone. They're going to throw them off roofs. It's in their book, Quran chapter 7, verse 80 to 84. It says, kill Muslims. Or to kill gays. That's what they want. That's what they do.
You're having a Freudian slip there.
Yeah. The imams preach it. It's in their book. And that community needs to wake up. LGBT, wake up.
We talked about that 2 weeks ago. The videos on InfoWars. I think the headline was Muslims throw gays off buildings. You've been over there. You've seen it. They're doing it all over. Why is there this leftist love of Islam?
That awkward silence is because I have no idea. Besides, it's another opportunity to destroy our country. That's why. You know, if you're going to find a group that wants to destroy everything about America that we, you, Alex, and I, and all the other patriots love, Islam hates. They don't like tolerance. They don't like for you to have freedom of religion, sexual preference. They don't want any of that.
And the authoritarian left can't take over America because despite its problems, it's better than anything else. The engine of free market, they can't compete against it. They just want to blow it all up politically, bring in other allies because then they think they'll rule it.
Their one chance, you know?
What horrible, despicable people. Don't they understand that radical Islam or mainline Islam wants to kill them?
We can't say radical Islam anymore. It's a disservice.
It is Islam.
It is. You know, like, I get it. You're going to call me a bigot. You're going to say I'm racist. At this point now, how many attacks later? How many has there been? 20, 30, 40, 50?
And they can't cover them all up?
They can't. 50, you know, 50-some people died last night. San Bernardino, countless. Paris, countless. Cologne, Germany, countless. Berlin, stonings. You know, not we're not even talking Syria, Iraq.
Not to mention all the radical Muslims running around or Muslims raping all the women.
Okay, this man in Orlando, he comes from a moderate Muslim family. There's nothing radical about him. There wasn't. The FBI looked at him in 13.
Now, let's put this guy on screen and play some of the gunshots in the background for TV viewers.
We don't know what happened in 15. You know, maybe he was radicalized or whatever that could mean. No, it is the moderate Muslim community not keeping track of their own. I have worked with some of the most remarkable Muslims ever, translators in Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, that have been truly courageous humans. And they fought because they knew what terrorism was and they knew the difference. Listen to every single Muslim that's listening to this. Your religion is going to die in the next 10 years if you guys don't start controlling these people. I believe in freedom of religion, as does Alex, as does every barrel-chested American. But your religion is going to die because you're letting it die, because you're letting the extremists win, and that is what is happening.
Well, I totally agree. Even Louis Farrakhan, I went and interviewed him. He said, no, Islam needs a reformation. It's failed. And he admitted that. He gets that. He used to shoot his mouth off some about violence and things. Now he gets this is going to create a conflagration, and I'm telling you, Islam isn't going to be left standing at the end of it.
No. Violence spawns violence. You know,
and let's face it, nobody does it better than the West once we get going.
It blows my mind. You're picking a fight with people that dropped the only group of people that dropped nuclear bombs on somebody else. That was us.
Yeah.
You come and attack us at Pearl Harbor, we're going to level your cities. We're going to climb cliffs. We're going to come on your beaches. We're going to halo from the sky. This is the greatest fighting force on the planet, and you're about to piss us off.
And it's the American culture that came out of 1,000 years of war on the continent, in Europe, and then here. They just don't get it.
No. You're not going to beat us that way. You're going to piss us off. You know, like, now you're... There is an element to the American spirit that we're going to take care of our weak. That we're going to take care of those that can't take care of themselves. You know, it's in me. That's what justice is, right? We're going to...
But they play that off on us and then just say, well, now accept us and let us put hoods on women's heads and... You're going to have to, you shot that video with us Friday for the news that was powerful about, you know, Ramadan means you have to give up your freedom. And you used just a few examples of, you know, waitresses serving alcohol. So, you know, a Muslim on Ramadan spikes her head day one into a table. And they said, give us more examples. What do you mean? There's tens of thousands of examples where they want us to conform to them and it's wrong.
You know, under Ramadan, okay, they're not supposed to have alcohol, right? They're not supposed to be eating meat. They're supposed to fast during the day. They're not supposed to partake in any sexual activity. They're not supposed to fight. Last night, we had what is a Muslim that went and killed 50-something people.
Why do they tend to attack so much during Ramadan? Even though they're not supposed to.
Even though they're not supposed to fight? Because it's not considered fighting because they're killing what they've been told to kill.
Infidels.
It's not a sin. It's encouraged. It's actually like a pat on the back. Good job. Even though this is a time for reflection and peace, you've killed some.
I want to play a clip before we go to break, and then come back and go through all the details of this and talk about more targets. But let's play this imam. This is in Orlando. This is up on Infowars.com, DrugReport.com as well. Tim Kennedy's here with us. Iman, speaking in Orlando, said gays must be killed out of compassion. Here's that clip.
That is the sentence. I mean, look, there's nothing to be embarrassed about this. Death is the sentence. But we have to have that compassion for people. With homosexuals, it's the same. Oh. Out of compassion, let's get rid of him now.
Out of compassion, we kill him. He's so slimy, too, so creepy. I don't want that guy anywhere near my daughters.
I don't want the guy on the face of the planet. Not near my
daughters. That's because you're a homophobe. You don't want him to kill the gays, so you're the bad one. See, that's what I don't get. The left hates us because we don't want to kill them.
No. I want to save them. You know, this is your chance. You know, if you're part of the LGBT community, rally together and realize this is going to be the fight for your life. Not against conservatives, not against the GOP, against radical Islam.
Absolutely right. Just come on, people. Come up for oxygen. We'll be right back.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to try to slow down here and go over everything with Tim Kennedy. He's riding shotgun with us at the bottom of the next hour, maybe longer. We're going to have a Rob Deuce from Europe over there covering Bilderberg, the very group that opened the borders, destabilized the Middle East, brought in the Islamists. This is part of an admitted destabilization program. Tim Kennedy's been here three times last month warning of exactly this. In fact, tomorrow we'll have more of the crew in to actually go get those clips with all these predictions now coming true. So during that three-minute break, we covered a lot of key stuff that should be on air. Let's start with the nature of the targets they hit, the frequency getting faster, the attacks being more intense. The FBI, we know, was ordered in San Bernardino to stand down, to not go after these folks 2 years before. Same thing with this guy. So Tim Kennedy, I know you can't get into classified stuff, but you do anti-terrorism stuff, not just overseas, but obviously domestically. We'll just leave it at that. With your best expertise, there probably is out there. Let's walk through why they hit this target, what's coming next.
You know, first, we're looking at who they're going after. They're going after somebody that was fundamentally against their religion. That was the lesbian, gay, transvestite community. They're like, we don't like them. We're looking for any way to kill somebody that doesn't align with us, our theology.
And groveling to them didn't mean anything.
Nope. Even though the LGBT community has been supporting the Muslim call for the racism and the prejudice, like, hey, we have a similar cause. It's not the case. They specifically targeted you, and they're going to continue to do that just like they were in L.A. So first was who they were going after. It was the LGBT. Second was the location. It's a soft target. They're cowards. They are complete gutless, impotent worms. And they're never going to go after you. They're not going to go after me. You know, we're here in Texas, right? We have our houses that have elements of security that we're not going to talk about. They're going to a place that no guns are allowed. They know that at a bar in the United States, a business that primarily sells alcohol, you're not allowed to have a firearm. So it is a gun-free zone. That's what Pulse is.
And he was a registered Democrat with a New York firearms license as a security guard. So he went through all the hoops.
Yep, he followed the law perfectly.
They want to pass more laws.
They don't follow the law. He broke the law by going to a nightclub with a gun where there were no other guns to stop him. What stopped the guy with a gun? Dudes with guns.
In outside Dallas and Garland. Keep going.
And same here. The way that we stopped this shooter was we shot him. He was going to keep shooting people. It wouldn't have been 50. It wouldn't have been 100. It would have been 200 or 300 had he not had a bullet go through his body.
This guy is such a demon. So continuing, getting into the, you heard me list those cities they say are the next targets, what's being deployed.
So fortunately, they're not the smartest people. When they're recruited, ISIS is recruiting the weak, the unintelligent, the impoverished, the people that they can actually plant seeds in fertile soil that they can try to convert into radical Islam. And so the level of sophistication, so this guy had a bomb vest, couldn't even use it. You know, he wished he could have, you know, instead of it being 50, it would have been a few hundred when he finally ran out of bullets. But L.A., they're trying to do the same thing. Just like they're going to try to do in San Francisco, just like they're going to try to do in New York, just like they're going to try to do in Boston, just like they're going to try to do in Miami. But it's a very decentralized, kind of indirect form of control. So what you do is you identify somebody that is radical enough, extreme enough to go kill somebody else. And once they identify that person, then they empower them. They try to connect them with an imam that can give them the tools or the little bit of maybe like the push off the cliff.
The spiritual backing.
Yeah. We'll call it spiritual backing, but really it's
the brainwashing.
Yeah. Yeah. The ideological infusion into their soul that they'll go and just kill helpless people, women, children, people dancing in a nightclub, unarmed. So once that decentralized activation goes, then it's kind of like bees or ants with their pheromones, right? It's not like I'm telling a cell in L.A., go do this. Go kill these guys. I'm saying, all right, here's an opportunity.
We had this conversation earlier. You talked about it. I came in here and repeated it. Folks are hearing this for the second time. But that's a good allegory. It's like the bees with the pheromones.
Yeah, it's perfect. You definitely hit the nail on the head. They're not coordinated enough. They're connected, but not coordinated. You know, they're not, can you do this at this time? Let's sync our watches. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. You know, it's not to that degree of sophistication like, you know, Army Special Operations. They wish that they were, but you watch ISIS recruiting videos or their special ops.
Looks like clowns.
Yeah, clowns in black robes. Yeah, that have mental problems. That's really it is. That is the level of sophistication. I don't want to make jokes.
So what do you expect to happen? I mean, from the intel we're getting, they plan to hit at least 4 or 5 more cities.
Yeah. I was here right after Paris, and I said, it's getting going. San Bernardino, same thing. I'm like, don't stop. Don't slow down. It is.
2 weeks ago, you said, we can pull the video up. You said, they're activating the cells. Get ready. Yeah. Why did you say that? I guess you can't tell us, but the point is that just a hunch?
No, it's not a hunch. I can't say, you know, where I'm getting or who's telling me or how I know, but I'm telling you, it's about to get worse. This is not the beginning.
You're the quiet professional, so we can't tell you about
this. And it's not like they're knocking on the door. They're through the door. We already let them in. I say we. I didn't let them in.
But good people in the government are tracking them, and that's my point earlier. We know the FBI, federal marshals, in this case, and San Bernardino, and Major Hassan are all ordered to stand down. Why is Obama ordering them to stand down? He'd be a hero if you let him take them out. What's going on there?
They're So they're being tracked. We know this guy was being tracked in 2013, 2014. We don't know what happened in 2015. He kind of dropped off the radar. Same thing with the San Bernardino guys. Like, they were being tracked, and they said, maybe we'll just leave him alone because we don't want to, you know, seem like we're being prejudiced. But the dogs are being called off. There are guys in the FBI, in the CIA, in local law enforcement that will go and hook and book these guys because there's enough evidence to say they want to do bad. Are we a nation, though, that just because we think they're going to do something bad, we're going
to
stop them?
Well, here's the problem. If you pledge allegiance to a foreign power like ISIS, a foreign, says its own state,
traitor.
And then they admit a year and a half ago he pledged allegiance, arrest him right then if you have the proof.
He's a traitor. That's it.
He says he's aligned with a foreign power and is intending to go out. It's a done deal.
In my mind, absolutely. Not only a done deal in the sense that he should have cuffs and be sitting in a jail, but as a soldier, he's an enemy. I'll bury that guy.
Well, that's the problem. His parents were from Afghanistan. He was a citizen. So overall, we know the danger. But we have the proof. I mean, what jury isn't going to evict this guy of conspiracy if he says, I pledge allegiance to ISIS? You just pledge allegiance to a group who says its code is to go and kill everybody.
Then his dad says, man, you know, we were walking down the street and he saw these two guys kiss and I he got really mad about it. You know, and maybe that's what set him off. That was a couple of months.
His dad's making excuses.
Yeah, he is. Absolutely. He is. His dad, who's a Muslim, you know, let this happen. His dad knew that his son had been radicalized. He knew that his son had pledged himself to ISIS. He knew that his son wanted to hurt gays.
Well, let me ask you this then.
And then he let it happen.
Obviously, the frequency is getting more intense. The amount of people getting killed is more intense. What's the metric here? Just your dead reckoning or I mean, America needs this warning. What's the intel on how bad this is going to get? Because I'm no rocket scientist. We bring 5 million into Europe, hundreds of thousands in here. They're suppressing the real number. Because we've gone and documented every school in Austin. We've got like high school where I went, Anderson's 232 people from Syria just this year. Every other high school's hundreds. That's just the high schools. We call the other schools. Yeah, we've got hundreds. They're freaking out. A school of 2,000 has hundreds of people from one country there saying, take care of them in Arabic. They're telling girls don't wear short skirts. Everybody's freaking out. The number must be giant, Tim. And so I'm saying if 10% are radical, and the polls 25% say they support suicide bombing, so let's say 25% are radical. Let's say 1% act on that. We're still talking about tens of thousands of combatants here.
Yeah.
So what's the metric? I asked that same question 2 weeks ago.
And I said, you know, in my mind, there's very few options. There's get them out, kill them, or convert them. Convert, I'm not saying like they...
Can't we just convert them to freedom? What is their problem?
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying they have to be Christian. I'm saying they cannot be the wherever that line is, what radical extreme Islam is, that has to be recognized by the Islam and Muslim community, and it has to be bastardized. It has to be recognized to be a threat to their...
I'll say this. I finally saw the National Islamic Council or whatever on TV halfway apologizing, saying this isn't Islam when this is. So, I mean, they better start really getting their act together.
And that half-assed apology is... That does not doing it. When you're saying it's not Islam, you now have to say this has taken over what Islam was. Islam might have been a beautiful religion. It is no longer that.
Sure, and I'll take you one further. I'm really angry, and I mean physically angry at the left, saying my guns are to blame, veterans are to blame, gun culture is to blame. It's all over the news. Take my guns and then act like I did something so I could be killed by these radical jihadists you're bringing in. I mean, they just killed 50-plus of your people who I have nothing against, and then you're blaming me. I mean, this is wrong. This is out of control. Get your basic instincts for survival back. Second hour coming up. Tons of news. Tim Kennedy with us. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com. Infowarsstore.com is the Hillary for prison church. That criminal's part of Benghazi and back in this whole Islamic invasion. We'll talk about what's happening at the top in 70 seconds. Stay with us.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.